you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features on the site totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So, to start things out here this evening, there's some pretty big news. I'm hoping we can actually find somebody to talk about this, because I don't want to read this lengthy order from the Circuit Court of the Ninth Judicial Circuit in Orange County and Osceola County, Florida. It's the top news story right now at freetalklive.com. Now, the way our website works is you, the listener, get to go and submit whatever you want to the site. Maybe it's a news article or a blog post or a video, or in this case, a Facebook note that was written by somebody down in Florida. You can submit whatever you want, whatever URL you want, and then other listeners can, at that point, vote on what they like and what they don't like, and the most liked, make it up to the front and the top of the website for more people to see. So you can go and participate in that. You can vote. You can submit things, etc. Go to freetalklive.com. So that's how this came to my attention here tonight, is that in Orlando, there's a great group of activists, and I got a chance to meet some of them at last year's Porcupine Freedom Festival, which we'll tell you more about. The new Pork Fest registration is open. We've got a discount code for you. We'll give you that in a little bit. But last year, there was a great group of folks that came up from the Orlando area. Like I think they came up two carloads full of people to experience the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and really nice guys. One of them, John Kurtz, has kind of made a name for himself as the I don't know, ringleader's not probably the wrong word to use, but the primary civil disobedient up there. He is apparently a man who has the financial ability to do civil disobedience, and he has been doing it. He was the guy that put together the homeless. They had outlawed in Orlando, 2 miles from City Hall, outlawed any feeding of the homeless. So John Kurtz decided to go in and feed the homeless on the steps of City Hall. And he did it, and the news media covered it, and then he ended up doing it again, and he was not arrested for it, which is great, right? Great, successful instance of civil disobedience. He has also been, doing some other things that involve civil disobedience up there. It's been really, fun watching from a distance. And I guess one of the other things they've been doing has been some fully informed jury outreach, which, of course, FIJA outreach, Fully Informed Jury Association, it's where you're letting jurors know, or potential jurors, you're letting them know that they can say not guilty when they're on the jury because of their feelings on the law, because of their opinion about the law.
About the law.
Right, yeah. Not as to whether or not the law was broken, but whether, this law sucks, so not guilty. I don't care whether he broke it or not. Not guilty. That's what the point of jury nullification outreach or FIJA outreach is. And so these guys in Orlando have apparently been doing that, but that's not as, it doesn't have the sizzle that civil disobedience does. It's not as, photographic. It's just not as much. It's a regular thing that occurs. It's just something that it's an effective,
I think. It's just pamphleting. I mean, there's nothing to view.
Well, I think it's an effective form of activism. I do it personally, and I've done it a lot, and I highly recommend people do it. It's one of those things you can do anywhere, and you can do it with a relatively small amount of people, and you can reach people with a fairly important message. So apparently they have been reaching people outside of the Orlando courthouses, because now there is an order that is, as I mentioned, very lengthy. I'm not going to read it. It's a bunch of legalese from the court. But it's my understanding that they are basically saying, and I'll see if I can break this down, but they're basically saying that if you are doing fully informed jury outreach, you will be considered in contempt of court.
So if you're outside of the building, the court building, and you do fully informed jury association outreach, which is just informing people of their thousand-year right as a juror to find somebody not guilty if you do not think that the law itself is just. I don't understand.
It shall be prohibited on the Orange County Courthouse Complex grounds. And then they go on to explain lengthily what the courthouse complex is considered. It is the parking garage, apparently. the courthouse courtyard, all other grounds surrounding the courthouse, and then they give intersections from the intersection of Orange Avenue and Livingston Street to the intersection of wherever. So it sounds to me like a fairly large swath. I don't know. We'll have to pull up a Google map or something like that and figure out what they consider the courthouse complex. And this is Orlando, Florida. It's a fairly big city, so I imagine that this is a large area, because in a larger area there are more bureaucrats for the courthouse, and so I guess anywhere where a court bureaucrat might be considered to be, or anyone with court business might be parking or walking, they will likely consider to be the courthouse complex, effectively attempting to ban any sort of jury outreach on the so-called public property that surrounds the this courthouse.
I'd like to just juxtapose the difference between what's going on there in Florida and what's going on here in New Hampshire.
Exactly.
Earlier this week, it may have been last week, I'm not 100% sure, I drove to Concord in order to sit in on the public hearing for the hearing of a bill that's supported by the Speaker of the House that would require judges to inform juries of their right to nullify.
Wow.
So,
awesome.
You know, you're talking about...
Does it have a chance, do you think?
As my understanding, basically, it is it's the libertarians' bill to lose, meaning that it will go through if nobody acts stupid and goes in there and, a bunch of shenanigans or whatever.
The dissemination of all leaflets and other materials to summon jurors containing written or pictorial information tending to influence summon jurors, as well as approaching a summon juror for the purpose of displaying a sign to or engaging in oral protest, education or counseling with information tending...
They're outlying talking.
And holding signs and giving out...
That could be an interesting court case, violating the First Amendment.
Education or counseling with information tending to influence summon jurors on any matter, question, cause, or proceeding which may be pending or which may be by law brought before him or her as such a juror shall be prohibited on the courthouse complex grounds.
This rule, whatever it is...
This is an order from the judge.
Okay, it's an order, so it's not even a law. I think that has some serious holes in it, and I don't think they'd ever want this to be a court case.
Be challenged?
Yeah, be challenged in a court case.
It's not a... I don't know how you challenge
an order?
An order from a judge
without being arrested?
Yeah, that says contempt of court.
Well, somebody would have to be arrested, and then
you won't get arrested for this. At least my experience...
That's true. It's contempt, so you just go straight to jail.
Here in New Hampshire, they don't arrest you for contempt of court. They just grab you and throw you in jail. Contempt of court isn't a law. Contempt of court is a power of the juror.
That's a good point, because that's what happened to our friend Ademo last week. He was put into jail cell for 60 days for speaking out, speaking his mind in court. I don't know if you can appeal contempt of court. How do you do that? I'd be very curious if there are any lawyerly types listening in our audience tonight to please explain, is it even possible? Because I actually just came from a meeting of some activists here in town where we all got together to talk about some of the things that we can do to help out Ademo, who's currently, as I said, in jail for 60 days. And pretty much the suggestion is, if he wants to get out, he's going to have to beg.
Of course he is.
Right. I mean, he's going to have to subvert himself and apologize and, say he'll be a good boy, which is what got me out when I was in the exact same circumstance, when I was sentenced to 93 days for contempt of court. So as far as other legal options, there's a judicial conduct committee here in New Hampshire. Maybe there's something like that in Orlando, but they don't do anything. You can complain to them, and they'll just kick it right back in your face. And then apparently there's some sort of legislative thing where maybe the legislators could kick a judge out, or I don't know what kind of a power or control the legislators might have over releasing a man from prison. Is that possible, or is that something the governor, can do? I don't know what all the...
I don't
the
think so. Yeah, I don't think... I honestly don't believe the governor has the power to let someone out who's in contempt of court. Only some superior judge, it would seem to me.
Well, none of us are lawyers on this show. We certainly, can't give legal advice, but nonetheless, the question...
The lawyers don't know either. I mean, the suggestion, that's the dumb suggestion that they always make. It like if you put 10 lawyers in a room and ask them the same question, you'll probably get 6 different answers.
Like tax attorneys.
All right, more coming up here at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Major crackdown on free speech happening in Orlando. You can take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
With so much economic confusion, who can you trust for straight talk? For years, author and investor Peter Schiff has been in the front of the pack, pointing out the insanity while offering real investment solutions. Now, all of Peter's videos, articles, and TV appearances are compiled into a free email, the EP Weekly Digest, which contains the fresh insights by Peter and other EuroPac voices, like the hard-charging Mike Pinto. To subscribe, please go to epweeklydigest.com, epweeklydigest.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. And the features on our site include the bulletin board system. You can get interactive there with other Free Talk Live listeners. and you can go to bbs.freetalklive.com to do it. It's totally free, like the rest of our website, bbs.freetalklive.com.
To the Totosac, it's the one-trip wonder for hauling goods from your vehicle to your home. It's a retail grocery bag carrier. It's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S. And you, once you use the Totosac, you will be amazed at how useful it is. And you'll be like, I never want to carry groceries without the Totosac again. Go check it out at totosac.us, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.us, and get yourself a family pack. You can get six of them. For $16.95. So $17, you'll have three pairs. You can give a couple away to some friends, and they'll really appreciate it once they get a chance to use them. Totosac.us.
All right, so we started the show out here tonight with some pretty outrageous news out of Orlando, Florida. And I know folks are on the line. They want to talk about something else, and we will get to you. But I wanted to talk to James Cox, who is the man behind releasing this order that he posted over at Facebook. It's right at the top of freetalklive.com tonight, which is a lengthy order. We've read some excerpts from it that essentially has banned any sort of outreach to potential jurors in what they're calling the Osceola County Courthouse Complex Grounds. Now, I pulled up a map, Google Maps, during the break there, and I'm looking at the streets, because they say here that you cannot do anything that could possibly influence a summoned juror, including displaying a sign and speaking to them and, you know, giving them flyers within the courthouse complex grounds. They define what those are, and looking here at the map, it is essentially more than two city blocks. Because the courthouse itself and the parking lot take up it's approximately four city blocks. That's what they're essentially saying, that you cannot occupy this area it's a huge swath of land. And that apparently you could be on the sidewalk on the outer perimeter of this area, but anywhere else inside it, that's a problem. Beyond that, they also say that apparently, regardless of whether the conduct occurs on the courthouse complex grounds, any person who influences the judgment or decision of any grand or petit juror on any matter, question, cause, or proceeding, which may be pending or which by law may be brought before him or her as such a juror, may be in violation of some section of the Florida statutes. I haven't taken the time to see what that means. But James Cox is with us here, and he is the coordinator for the entire state of Florida for the Fully Informed Jury Association. Is that right, James?
Yeah, I was. I don't know what's happening with the position, but I guess we'll find out shortly. So this order was actually made by Chief Judge Belvin Perry Jr., and it was made on Monday, January 31.
Mm-hmm.
And basically what he's doing, he's shutting down freedom of speech at this Orange County courthouse, which if you go and Google it and look for photographs of this thing, it's a huge, as you just pointed out, monstrous building. You know, I can't possibly believe that there is that much crime that warrants such a building of this magnitude.
Oh, well, there's not that much real crime. I mean, they probably packed that place full of people that get caught with plants in their pocket and speeding or something like that.
Victimless crime, yeah.
Yep. So you've actually been on the scene here. You understand the scope of this. This is huge. This is four city blocks where these people have said you can't hold signs, you can't pass things out, you can't even talk to people that we don't say you can talk to.
Yeah, it says basically, the order says that basically you cannot assert your First Amendment right to inform people about their rights when they serve on a jury. That's basically what it's saying. And what this is doing is, I believe it's a order that's unjust. You know, what this judge is doing here is stopping individuals from being educated on their rights, not only judge the facts of the case, but the law itself. And as you know, Ian, and I guess, you know, quite a number of your listeners know, that when you do serve on a jury, you have the right not only to judge the facts of the case, but the law itself. And if you think this is a bad law, if you think that the law is being unjustly applied, you have the right to say not guilty. And it only takes one person on a jury to hang a jury.
And they are very afraid of this, aren't they, James? I mean, the state...
They are, because you know what? It's stopping the scam. It's stopping the corruption.
Well,
the
it could. Theoretically, it could stop the scam. I mean, as of right now, I don't know of anybody who's actually used, you know, found out about...
Look at Mazzola, where they couldn't see the jury in the marijuana case.
Well, they've also worked very hard to bury this over a period of decades, and now it's coming back, and they don't like it.
They sure don't.
Right.
So, now, how long has this been going on up in Orlando? Like, how fast did this order come out? Have they only been doing it for a few months, or what's the length of time that FIJA information has been distributed there?
Well, I set up the group, I think it was in, my memory serves me right, probably the end of July. I went over and started at the federal courthouse, and there with my outreach I met with John Kurtz and Scott Oliver, who live in Orlando, and then John Kurtz and I started talking, and we got a group together, mainly, you know, with John, because John knows a lot of people. And so from that point then, we carried it forward, and I would travel there on various days and drop off FIJA literature, and the group would stand outside the courthouse, mainly on a Monday morning, early, and start distributing this information to people, you know, that are going in and out the courthouse or walking by the courthouse. They would hand this information to everybody.
So you'd say that it's been going on for about 6 months then, and at this point somebody decided go ahead.
I want to tell you about another incident that happened whilst I was there. There was a public defender, I believe it was a public defender, passed me and said, you know, you guys are really causing a stink in here. And I said, excuse me. And if you go to florida.fija.org, there are videos there. And the gentleman in question was a black gentleman, a public defender. I believe it was a public defender. And he said to me that basically the judges in the courthouse are telling people to disregard the information that the people are handing out outside. Also, there was another public defender that approached me and told me that a case where a girl, the main character in the crime, who'd robbed a liquor store and then called somebody for a ride. It was a liquor store, a convenience store. He'd already been tried. But what had happened was that this person had called this female. She picked him up and was driving down the road and was stopped by the police. And he apparently robbed someplace. So now she's implicated because she's giving him a ride.
James, if you can stick with us, we'd be happy to hear more of the story.
Yep, okay, no problem.
All right, more with James Cox from the Fully Informed Jury Association. It's a nationwide organization. We're focusing on what's happening in Florida, where a courthouse has banned all freedom of speech as far as outreach to jurors and potential jurors from this so-called complex. 800-259-9231 is the number here. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Detailed at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BIGBERKEY waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. You can get the features there totally free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their site. You can go to freetalklive.com, enjoy things like our Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, is a huge supporter of Liberty and wants to see, you know, shows like Free Talk Live do well, and you can help too by, well, sending your accounts receivable business to SACL CAI. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They treat your customers with respect. They know that not only you want to keep your money, but you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your customers too. It's SACL CAI.
So there's a pretty outrageous bit of news that we've been talking about so far this hour. It's right at the top of freetalklive.com tonight, thanks to James Cox over for posting this to his Facebook. It's an order from an administrative order from the Ninth Judicial Circuit, Circuit Court in Osceola and Orange Counties, Florida. It's a humongous courthouse. The courthouse and the parking lot take up like four city blocks. And essentially this man in the robe has decreed that No one shall hold a sign, shall pass out leaflets, shall speak to do anything to possibly influence a juror, and if they are doing so, shall be found in contempt of court, or possibly found in guilty of 918.12, the tampering with jurors statute, which is a felony, by the way.
I thought it was interesting when I was listening that, you know, he wasn't saying that that the right to nullify does not belong to a juror, that is not a current right. When I was up in the courthouse the general court in New Hampshire where the legislature meets, and they were talking about this bill to require judges to tell jurors about their right to nullify at every single court case.
That would be an incredible win if that actually succeeds.
It likely will. At least that's as I understand it. But if not, you've got to try these things over and over again to get them to happen.
I've heard
anyway.
It's been tried before and it's done okay. So maybe
this is the year for it, isn't it?
In the right direction. So
one of the Supreme Court justices actually called him an attorney for the Supreme Court, but as I understand, he was one of the Supreme Court justices, mm-hmm. came and said, oh, this isn't necessary, we already do something like this, and, you know, he poo-pooed the whole thing. But he was careful to say that, indeed, this is a right. So a Supreme Court justice in the state of New Hampshire says this is a right. Chief judge in Florida in the 9th District Court says
that's prohibited speech.
Prohibited. You can't. Well, he's not saying that. He's not saying that you don't have the right to nullify. He's just saying you cannot influence any of our jurors.
He's saying it's prohibited speech to try to even talk to them about these matters. Let's go to James Cox, who is with us here. And James, you were telling us a story before we had to go to break there. If you could kind of recap that briefly for those just tuning in and continue.
Sure. So this defendant was, her name was Nicole Brown, and her case, I believe, was on September 20th, 21st, and 22nd of last year. And the counts which the defendant was convicted were two counts of robbery with a firearm, two counts of aggravated assault with a firearm, one count of false imprisonment with a weapon, and one count of aggravated battery with a firearm, and one count of fleeing, eluding with wanton disregard. So anyway, we're outside, had these brochures out, apparently, and basically what happens is on September 20th, prior to the commencement of the jury selection on voir dire, the trial judge calls a bench conference, which he informs defense counsel and the proposing attorney of some literature in the form of pamphlets or brochures that was being handed out to prospective jurors in front of the courthouse. And there were two separate brochures and copies, therefore, attached as defense exhibit A. And the brochures purported to be a form of organization touting themselves as the Fully Informed Jury Association, FIJA, and the American Jury Institute. And the brochures referred to, amongst other issues, jury nullification. Now, what happens here is the judge tells the jury, ignore this garbage that these idiots are handing out outside.
Wow.
Because it's garbage. Yeah.
Well, you know, when a man in a robe says something like that to the easily influenced
members. It's not a robe, it's a dress.
Oh, okay.
It's a dress. They wear dresses.
That's a good point.
Let's get that right.
Okay, I like
that.
Wear a man, the man in a dress. But women wear dresses too, so it would sound more appropriate for a woman, right? So maybe.
Well, you could have women. You could have women judges.
It's a big black muumuu.
A muumuu. Yeah. I like that.
So, you know, this is just one count, you know, that we're getting under their under their skin. So, you know, ultimately a jury was seated over defense counsel's objections, and the case proceeded to trial. And on Wednesday, September 22nd, immediately preceding the charging of the jury, the court once again made reference to the disputed material, stating that the persons who were disseminating the material were idiots. And this drew a contemptuous objection from defense counsel, at which point defense counsel was told by the court to take a seat. And so, you know, it just shows the criminality of this injustice system. There is no justice because when you have a judge whose sole job basically is a referee, he is not there to influence or direct the jury, which is what judges are doing in this case. you know, it just shows the corruption. It's just total utter corruption.
What's going to be done?
I mean,
what is Fiji's response going to be to this? I mean, again, banning people from even speaking, holding signs, handing out pamphlets. What is the response going to be? How do you challenge something like that?
Well, they're working on it right now. They have their, you know, they have their legal advisors looking at this. But, you know, my thoughts on this is that, you know, this is basically being done out of pure disrespect of the idea of government of, by, and for the people. Because that's what we're, you know, that's what we're supposed to live under, the Constitution.
Well, that was the original intent for the jury nullification, was to allow the jurors to be the fourth check, you know, the final check and balance on the government, where if, you know, bad laws were passed, the juries would know, and they would... they would kick them back in their face. And so, as Wayne pointed out, for over 100 years, they have engaged in an active campaign to silence this information, to prevent it from reaching the insides of court chambers. Now, with the information age, it's easier to get this information into people's hands, and they are flipping out.
And not only that, but can you imagine alcohol prohibition, they say, was repealed largely because of jury nullification. Can you imagine what would happen with drug, drug offenses, and maybe repealing the whole war on drugs if this really got out? And they don't want that. They want to keep a lid on it.
That's what they're scared of, because jurors can nullify bad laws by refusing to convict people being tried under those laws. And when jurors refuse to convict, what it does is it legislators and prosecutors know that the law is not supported by the community, and acquittals and hung juries are potentially embarrassing to legislators, power-craving prosecutors, bureaucrats, and most judges. I mean, could you imagine a prosecutor trying to run for office saying, tough on crime? Well, how many people did you put away? What's your percentage? Mm. Well, it's only 10%, because most of my cases were nullified by people who knew their full rights to serve on a jury. But I want to get back to this. I want to get back to this administrative order that this judge has made. This judge swore an oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution.
Supposedly, I mean, we don't have any evidence of that, right? Not that it would matter anyway. Look, I know I know you've got more. If you want, you can stick with us, James. You want to do that? Talk about this?
Yeah, sure.
All right, more here with James Cox coming up here in a few moments. 800-259-9231. Really, about this administrative order that bans any sort of outreach to jurors, it really gives you some idea of how this man in the dress thinks that how far he believes his power extends. Normally you'd think the courtroom is the extent, but no. He's saying it's the entirety of the complex, including the parking lot, four full city blocks. His powers of contempt extend that far.
I am Oz.
You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, diet.com, or call toll-free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed, from AffinityDiet.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Take control of the airwaves, dialing toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining us here, we'll be talking with James Cox in a moment from the Fully Informed Jury Association. You can join us on the phones as well at 800-259-9231. Don't forget the website. It's totally free. Got a lot of features there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we have made a change, fairly big change, to the shopping link. We've been telling you to go to shop.freetalklive.com, and then it will take you to the it'll take you to Amazon. And up until last night, that was true. Now, shop.freetalklive.com will lead you to a page where you'll be able to select which Amazon you would like to shop at. If you live in Germany, for instance, or Canada, or the UK, then there are different Amazons for you. So before, the way we did this was kind of clunky. Like, there was this script that we had that was supposed to route people to their right, you know, to the right site, and it didn't work all the time. Some people were routed to the wrong site, so that didn't work. So we just tried different URLs. It was like Amazon UK, Amazon US, all these different URLs, and that was too much because we couldn't promote them all. So now we've gone back to a tried and true method of a bunch of flags on a website. So if you just go to shop.freetalklive.com, wherever you are around the world, you'll be able to access four different Amazons. You'll also be able to access two different Newegg. There's the Newegg US, there's the Newegg Canada. All six of those websites are accessible now from shop.freetalklive.com. So if you want to help Free Talk Live, you can shop through Amazon. If you want to give some money to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, you can shop through Newegg. And all of the links are now in one place, shop.freetalklive.com. Did I make that clear, Mark?
It seems like it.
All right, very good. So we're going to continue here with an order discussing just an outrageous bit of news from Orlando, Florida, with James Cox from the Fully Informed Jury Association at FIJA.org. James, you're explaining to us here what's going on with this administrative order where they have effectively banned all forms of outreach to potential jurors, that basically banning any sign holding, any speaking, any passing out of flyers, anything that could possibly get any ideas into a juror's head, have been threatened with felony charges and or contempt of court. And I know you had more comments you wanted to share.
Yeah, and I just want to point out as well, it's strange that I guess that if you went to this courthouse and started handing out anti-war information, that would be okay. So, you know, to me as well, this is another thing. What it's doing is it's picking out a particular freedom of speech. If you get what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're absolutely absolutely targeting you guys, and it's outrageous.
Right. So what I want to get at here is that basically the public forum. I mean, it's been in the courts about public forums and sidewalks, streets, parks, and public buildings. You know, public areas are all traditional forums, and the government cannot deny the public access to traditional public forums, nor can it regulate use of the forum based on the content of one speech. And this can be found in Perry Education Association versus Perry Local Educators Association, 460 U.S. 37, 45, 1983. So my question is the courthouse and its grounds a public place? Well, of course it is. People go there. People talk. People go in there to fight their cases.
Sure.
The courthouse is a public place. The outside of the courthouse is a public place. You know, if it wasn't, it would be private, and it would be restricted access, and, you know, mm-hmm. people would have to swipe cards or whatever to get in. So, you know, therefore, one would say that it is, in fact, a traditional public forum. It's just like the sidewalks. It's just like streets, parks, and other public areas. And the judge does not have the authority to squelch our First Amendment rights to freedom of speech at a traditional public forum.
Well, apparently he believes he does, James.
Well, only if you agree with what he's saying. And
I don't agree with it, but it doesn't matter whether I agree with it. What matters is whether the men with guns will throw somebody in a cage over this. And from what I've seen, the men with guns will always do what the men and women in dresses will tell them.
Right. I also ask, you know, who pays for the courthouse, the grounds, and the people that work in it? Well, of course, the very people that this judge is now silencing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this order is not only a violation of the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, but also a violation of Article 1, Section 4 of the Florida Constitution. The First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution restricts what government can do to its citizens when it comes to freedom of speech. And Judge Belvin Perry Jr. is discriminating on the basis of content or viewpoint in according access to these courthouse grounds. Now, in this administrative order as well, the judge's order to prove that his administrative order for his expressive conduct towards these summoned jurors is justified. What he does in the order, he cites the case, and it's Nobles v. State 769 SO 2D1063. And if you look at that case, if you Google that case, basically that has nothing to do with somebody handing out literature outside a courthouse. It's to do with some guy that's charged, he's defending himself, and apparently he finds out that one of the people that's going to be on the jury is somebody that he went to school with. So apparently he sees her in a grocery store and asks her that, you know, if she's on the jury to not convict him.
Mm.
Now,
yeah, that's jury tampering, because then you're asking them to do something specific. All a fully informed jury association people are doing is informing these jurors of their rights to nullify. It's not asking them to nullify. It's just simply saying, hey, you could do this if you wanted to. And, James, there's a website for the Florida FEJA folks. It's florida.feja.org. People can go there. And, of course, everybody else that's not in Florida can just go to feja.org, FIJA.org. Lots of great information there. I hope, James, will you keep us in the loop as to what develops with this?
Yeah, I just want to bring up one more thing as well, sure. Which I find pretty ironic, that, you know, this judge, and this is not racial or anything like that, he's black, And that if Judge Blevin Perry Jr. has not or does not understand what the part of joint nullification has played for black people in history, if he did, then he would understand that it had, you know, if it hadn't have been for joint nullification and nullification of the laws during the fugitive slave law, this guy would not be in a dress making this demand right now, telling people, if you come to this courthouse, if you stand outside this courthouse handing this information out, there's a possibility that you will be arrested. He would not have this job.
And the reason for that is why?
Because of the fugitive slave laws.
Meaning they were overturned with jury nullification?
Right, and the judge is a black judge, and I don't have anything to do with black people, but what I'm trying to say here is, had the judge have done his homework and looked into jury nullification, he would have seen that this is something that set the black people free.
Well, James, actually, jury nullification has this kind of a spotty record, especially for black people. It's true that people that were hiding slaves and up north would be released in some cases through jury nullification because juries wouldn't convict them for hiding slaves. However, in the South, in some cases, after slavery was abolished, you'd find juries refusing to convict people who had murdered blacks in the South. So there's actually a spotty history in this area, but that doesn't change anything that a right was abused. It's still the right of a jury to nullify the law.
I just want to ask your listeners, they are putting a defense team together for this to try and overturn this or go and fight in court about it. So I would ask your listeners to please go to feedyou.org and make a donation. You can click on donate on the website.
Actually, James, we've got somebody here with a question for you, apparently. Let's bring Joshua on here in Florida. Joshua, you're on with James Cox from Florida.
Hey, James. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Well, go ahead with your question. Do it quick.
Quick question I had is, I saw that you were asking all the activists to suspend educational activity, and I was curious. I was thinking today with a lot of my classmates, I'd like to go out and give out free kangaroo food in front of the court. Do you think something like that would be okay if we did that as individuals, just gave out free kangaroo food to all the people who are going in and out of the court?
For a kangaroo court? Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I mean, but, you know, I mean, all the Fijer is asking is that we suspend, Fijer activism right now in Florida.
I think that's unfortunate, personally. I mean, I understand they don't want anybody to get in trouble, but I also don't understand how you challenge an order, from an administrative order from a judge, without having somebody get arrested. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know how that stuff works.
I'm not an attorney either, and that's a question for Fijer.
That's why I'd love to have you keep us in the loop as to how exactly this develops. And I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule. I just called you out of the blue tonight, James, so thank you.
Thank you for having me, Ian.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks, dude. Again, that's Fija.org, FIJA.org. If you're in Florida, you can put a Florida dot in front of it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever is on your mind. Just absolutely outrageous, and it'll be interesting to see how the activists react to this. I mean, not all of them may follow Fija's suggestion. Some of them are pretty hardcore. They may decide to get out there anyway. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.